Hello, everyone. Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we begin the final lessons of the workbook.
Oh, this is exciting.
It is. I have a little celebration and mourning going on, celebrating because we made it through a whole year, and mourning because we made it through the whole year.
Mourning because we made it through the whole year?
I've loved this.
Oh, yeah.
Loved this, but so I'm looking forward to
Well, it's not going to end, though.
True. I'm looking forward to the text next year, but when you see final lessons, introduction, it's like, yeah. We've done so well. Everybody who's joined us has done so well. Even if you joined us for a lesson, you did well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I like to see my journey is it's too much if we keep judging the journey. If we always say, like, well, how many lessons did I do? Did I do them perfectly? Did I practice everything I should have? Blah, blah, blah. We can go on and on. But all of that was we're just gathering evidence for why we think we're bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just gather some evidence for why we think we're good and say I did a lesson. Yeah. I did three. I did 10. Whatever.
Yeah.
And so as we go through our final lessons, so today we're going to be doing final lessons introduction. And then lesson 361, and then we're going to be going over 360, like 2, 3, 4, on and on for the last 5 days. But then there's also a little epilogue after the lessons. And so what we're going to do is today is the introduction with 361. Then tomorrow we're going to do 362, an epilogue. And then
we're going to see how far we get with the final lessons.
But we're going to be discussing as we go everything.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know how far we're going to get, but we'll either continue on with the introduction tomorrow or we'll work on the epilogue. But by the time we're done with lesson 365, we'll have done the final lessons introduction and the epilogue.
Right. I love the epilogue.
I do too.
So
I love it all.
I just love the whole thing. I can't imagine not doing A Course in Miracles.
No, it's been the gift of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I also understand, you know, it says, now don't make a religion out of this because then it becomes more something that you're just doing because maybe it becomes a have to instead of a want to.
Mm-hmm.
Or just really focusing on, we don't want to be concentrating on form. We just want to be concentrating on the content of love.
Right. So final lessons, introduction. Our final lessons will be left as free of words as possible. We use them, but at the beginning of our practicing, and only to remind us that we seek to go beyond them. Let us turn to Him who leads the way and makes our footsteps sure. To Him we leave these lessons, as to Him we give our lives henceforth. For we would not return again to the belief in sin, which made the world seem ugly and unsafe, attacking and destroying, dangerous in all its ways, and treacherous beyond the hope of trust and the escape from pain.
His is the only way to find the peace that God has given us. It is His way that everyone will travel in the end, because it is this ending God Himself appointed. In the dream of time, it seems to be far off, and yet in truth, it is already here, already serving us as gracious guidance in the way to go. Let us together follow in the way that truth points out to us, and let us be the leaders of our many brothers who are seeking for the way but find it not.
And to this purpose, let us dedicate our minds, directing all our thoughts to serve the function of salvation. Unto us the aim is given to forgive the world. It is the goal that God has given us. It is His ending to the dream we seek, and not our own. For all that we forgive, we will not fail to recognize as part of God Himself. And thus His memory is given back completely and complete.
It is our function to remember Him on earth, as it is given us to be His own completion in reality. So let us not forget our goal is shared, for it is that remembrance which contains the memory of God, and points the way to him and to the heaven of his peace. And shall we not forgive our brother who can offer this to us? He is the way, the truth, and life that shows the way to us. In him resides salvation, offered us through our forgiveness given unto him.
We will not end this year without the gift our Father promised to his Holy Son. We are forgiven now, and we are saved from all the wrath we thought belonged to God and found it was a dream. We are restored to sanity, in which we understand that anger is insane, attack is mad, and vengeance merely foolish fantasy. We have been saved from wrath because we learned we were mistaken. Nothing more than that. And is a father angry at his son because he failed to understand the truth?
We come in honesty to God and say we did not understand and ask him to help us to learn his lessons through the voice of his own teacher. Would he hurt his son? Or would he rush to answer him and say, "This is my son, and all I have is his"? Be certain he will answer thus, for these are his own words to you. And more than that can no one ever have, for in these words is all there is and all that there will be throughout all time and in eternity. So let's unpack the introduction a little bit.
Okay.
And then what we had planned, so all of you can kind of get ready. If you have a book or if you want to look at it online, you can always find A Course in Miracles online. We want to read the last lessons all together. So like if you're by yourself, you can read it with us. And we want to read it out loud together, everyone who's doing the lessons. Because the last lesson, it's the same lesson for 61, 62, 63, 64, and 65, the last 5 days. And it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. Let's do that the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
But
I'll watch the time for us.
Watch the time for us. And let's unpack this introduction a little bit.
Can I unpack the first plate?
Sure.
Okay.
We're unpacking plates, okay.
Well, you know, like you move to a different home and then you had to unpack all your things. Well, we're moving into a different state of consciousness and we're unpacking all of our stuff. So let's unpack our brand new plates, mm-hmm. because this intro kind of answers your question also when you said, well, you feel like a failure if your eyes aren't seeing with Christ's vision and on.
Oh, that I said a few days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that because I haven't been feeling like a failure the last few days.
Well, good.
Because of what we discussed, like I said that, and then it was a few days later where you brought up, well, the suffering actually originates inside.
Yeah.
So I've been turning that over, turning over my suffering. In fact, this morning when I woke up, that was my eyes popped open, and then I just expressed that I really want to be able to see my own suffering so that I can turn it over, and that I really wanted to turn over every single area of my life. And it felt like, yeah, I could do this, because sometimes I have expressed the desire to turn over every area of my life, but there were some areas that I didn't really want to turn over. And I would, and today was really turning it all over.
So
what's that first plate that we're unpacking?
So in the fourth sentence of the first paragraph, to him, so the him in this first paragraph is the Holy Spirit, our Holy Spirit, really. So to him, we leave these lessons, as to him, we give our lives henceforth, like from here on out. What was so meaningful and really resonated with this idea of this, oh, I feel like a failure. And then we read that. It's like, well, this is just the beginning. Like doing our year together is just the starting point.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah.
And taking that with us in paragraph 3, it is his, meaning God's, in this paragraph, his, and especially that sentence, his is God. It is God's ending to the dream we seek, not our own. So we have this ending where, okay, it's 365, did all the lessons. That's end for us. You know, we get to the cover to cover. We get to the back cover. We shut the book. Now we say the end. What we have in mind as an ending isn't what God or love has in mind for an ending. So if we just finished the lessons, we finished the workbook, we're just getting started.
Right. So if we go back to the beginning of this, like, our final lessons will be left as free of words as possible. And, you know, we've talked a lot of words in our podcast.
A lot of words.
And what really comes up for me when I hear that is God is always speaking to us, but it's, you know, there's God speaks in silence, God speaks in symbols, the voice for God speaks to me all through the day. I mean, there's all of these little teachings about the voice for God and how God speaks. But it really is that miracle that happens, that expression of love that changes our perception from error to truth, that really, there actually are no words to describe a miracle. For me, like, I can say, oh, you know, I never have been the same since I received that miracle regarding this block to love. And I've never really been the same since I received this miracle for this block to love. But it's hard to describe a miracle. And to me, it almost gets to be, I think that's why we're led more and more to peace and quiet and calm, because as we're moving toward love, there's less to say.
Mm-hmm. A lot less.
Yeah. So we use them, but at the beginning of our practicing, and only to remind us that we seek to go beyond them, like we're going beyond words. Let us turn to Him, which is the Holy Spirit, who leads the way and makes our footsteps sure. So when we're following the lead of the Holy Spirit, we don't have to worry whether we're doing it, quote unquote, right. We're just being guided. And to Him, we leave these lessons. As to Him, we give our lives henceforth. You read that part. And we would not return again to the belief in sin, which means absence of love, which made the world seem ugly and unsafe, attacking and destroying, dangerous in all its ways and treacherous beyond the hope of trust and the escape of pain. Like, I have felt all those things, but then to know that there's relief from that by truly trusting in our Holy Spirit, feels good. Mm-hmm. It just feels like, yes. And that's the part that when it, peace be to me, the Holy Son of God, peace be to my brother. And then the lesson 359, God's answer is some form of peace. It really is. It really is. God's answer really does bring peace, no matter what our life looks like on the outside.
What you were just sharing reminded me of a part of the Manual for Teachers. So in section 21 of the Manual for Teachers is called, What is the Role of Words in Healing? So we're talking about words here, and even in the What Am I, we were talking about, well, our time for words is almost over now.
Right.
So I just wanted to share a little bit. It's long, so it's not like I'm going to read the whole thing, but if you do have a copy of the course, I'd suggest, you know, if you have time, jump over and read that. So the first sentence, I think, really stands out for me. Strictly speaking, words play no part at all in healing.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. I forgot about this.
And I want to skip down to the end of the paragraph just because it's really what I wanted to share. So words can be useful, particularly for the beginner, in helping concentration and facilitating the exclusion or at least control of extraneous thoughts. Let us not forget, however, that words are but symbols of symbols. They are thus twice removed from reality. As symbols, words have quite specific references. Even when they seem most abstract, the picture which comes to mind is apt to be very concrete. And so, I mean, we'll probably get to that 1 year. Mm-hmm. And so that just stands out for me because when we give something words, we have a very specific thing we're trying to share. So whether it's an idea, very specific, whether it's about an object, like if we look at a thermometer or a light switch, we're saying, if I say light switch, we all kind of have our idea of what a light switch looks like. And that just comes up in our minds. It's not abstract. It's very specific. And what we are is not specific. It's when we give ourselves the names that we've given ourselves, when we have all these other ideas about our bodies and how well they work and how well they don't work. All of those different labels actually take us more and more into the ego thought system, because the ego thought system is the thought system of very specific, of the specifics.
That's why and hopefully there's been a lot of healing that has taken place for all of us through this year. I know when I first came to the Course of Miracles, the word God, the whole concept of Jesus, forgiveness, salvation, forgiveness. Did I say forgiveness twice there?
I don't think so.
I mean, all of those words, I had this specific idea about them. And my journey of A Course in Miracles over the last 8 years has been slowly dismantling what God is, what forgiveness is, what mm-hmm. sin is. I mean, I had huge attachment to all of those words. Mm-hmm. And that's been one of the greatest healings that I have received from A Course in Miracles, is that I don't at all have all of that baggage attached to all those words.
Well, let's go to our lesson today.
Oh, we're 5 minutes.
Because we have a few more
already.
Words yes. to speak today.
Yes, we do.
So lesson 361, like we mentioned earlier, let's all say this together. So if you're just listening, if you have the copy of A Course in Miracles, get it out, read it along with us. I can bet by 365, you'll have this memorized.
Yes.
Lesson 361.
This holy instant, what I give to you, be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction brings me peace. And if I need a word to help me, you will give it to me. If I need a thought, that will he also give. And if I need but stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive of him. He is in charge by my request, and he will hear and answer me, because he speaks for God my Father and his Holy Son.
And the he they're talking about here is the Holy Spirit.
Right. So this holy instant, would I give to you, be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction brings me peace. I love that lesson.
I love it too. What I'm comforted by is there's been so many times in my life where I really did need a word mm-hmm. and I received it, where I really did need a thought and he gave it to me, where I really did need stillness and a tranquil, open mind. And when I receive, like, if you knew me and if you knew what goes on inside of my head, which I have a lot of thoughts that go on in my head, whenever I reach this place of stillness and a tranquil, open mind, it really is because I turned it over, because it's very hard for me to get to that place on my own, because mm-hmm. I just kind of revert back to that split mind, ego thought system place. And so you know, we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be quote unquote sinless for the Holy Spirit's voice to be heard.
Do you know why that is?
Because there is no sin.
And we already are sinless.
And that's what we must remember to remember. Mm-hmm. You know, we must remember mm-hmm. this in order to remember who we truly are. Yeah. So thank you. I think what we should do, Ada, is let's just plan on spending another day reading the final lessons introduction.
Okay.
And then we'll get on to the epilogue for lesson 363, I guess it would
Sounds good to me. A little change of plans. I can handle that.
Yeah. Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.